My name is Eva Wheaton, and I live on Swan's Island. My grandfather was William Martin, and he came from Scotland, and he was here as a stonecutter. Came over first and went to Stonington and worked there, and then he came down here to the island and worked in this quarry here near the Minton Loop. I believe my grandfather was some of the ones that did the drilling the holes in the stone for where they would put the dynamite to split the stone when they had to. And they used to have boats come into the quarry wharf down there, and the big badges used to come in, and they had a track that they used to load up with a stone, take it down, and then load the badges, and they'd go out, and quite often they went to New York. My mother was just a teenager herself, and she used to work at the boarding house where the stonecutters from away stayed, and she fed them each day. My mother's name was Rose Madden. She was probably 12 or 13 when she was working there. She was from a family of 13, and her mother died when she was 6. She had a gallbladder attack, and they took her to Rockland on this boat, and she had the surgery done. And she was up, ready to come home. And she died. Because they had the funerals right in the homes back then. She remembered that, and her brother was the youngest one. He was 4. When they brought that casket in the house, and he wanted to get in and lay down with Mama, because he was too little to realize what was going on. But It was very difficult for her afterwards. But she rose above it, and of course she had to work, so that it gave her a place to live and be taken care of. She helped the woman that owned it, Betsy McDuffie, and she had to wash the dishes and help take care of the bedrooms that the men used, and help with the laundry and everything that had to be done. And of course, dishes had to be kept washed all the time. Wasn't paper dishes back then. And she did a lot of baking and cooking the day before to be ready for the breakfast the next day for the men before they went to work. She always remembered somebody got injured with the dynamite up there while they were cutting stone. I think it was, his name was Stinson Hooper. He came down to the boarding house, but he did get injured quite severely. Of course, you took care of yourself and knew what to do and survived, but it's just a different way. Now you all run for the mainland and take a trip off and get to a doctor quick as you can, but wasn't that way then. So it was just different.